It's time for the Two Old Men, a morning show, and sometimes a dog podcast. And now, here's our hosts, Jeff, John, and Charlie.
103.9, 98.5, it's mypigradio.com. Good morning, everybody.
Yeah.
John Williams.
Howdy.
Jeff, Charlie the dog, Anna. Special guest, Greg Beck.
Morning.
We're excited about this. JW's.
I've been waiting on this for, well, ever since we started talking about it last fall. I've had it circled on my calendar.
He's excited. Tell us, Greg, what's coming up this week?
Chili Cook-Off. Annual Chili Cook-Off.
21 years.
Yeah.
Got to be the longest running Chili Cook-Off in Texarkana area right now. Texarkana area Veterans Council putting this on. And it's going to be Friday. Tell us where at and when.
Texarkana College, Truman Arnold Center. Doors open to the public 11 a.m. till 1.
Okay, so you got the two-hour window there to come in at during the lunchtime. How much does it cost to eat all the chili you want?
$6.
$6 to eat all this chili?
And you were saying that you're going to have all the fixings there?
We got onions, cheese, Fritos, crackers, hot sauce, jalapenos.
Yikes.
And you got possibly 13
Rolades.
Teams. Rolades, yeah, you're going to need that.
Thinking amazing.
He needs that, yeah. You got maybe 13 teams, you think, right now?
Close We've got to 10 confirmed and three problems.
Like and it's still, you can still enter.
Still enter.
You said it costs nothing to enter, no entry fee.
Nothing to enter. We just asked if they bring 3 gallons of chili.
Right.
And they can come and enter that morning. Just get
cool.
there. And
just bring 3 gallons, and they can bring that in, what, like a Tupperware they needed in a crock pot?
Probably a crock pot.
Yeah, you want to keep it warm.
Keep
it warm.
And just, you know, you'll put tape on it, whose crock pot's whose. And,
yeah, well, they'll usually serve themselves, most of them.
They want to stay around.
They want to
stay around see who wins.
At what time does the judging start?
Because 10:30.
10:30 sharp, so we got to be there early.
So we need to be out of here.
Quickly.
Okay.
On Friday morning. And tell a little bit to people out there that don't know. Obviously, the proceeds from this go to a very worthy cause, helping out the veterans. But what does it exactly go to?
We use it to buy the vans to haul the veterans to Shreveport, to the VA Medical Center.
So this gets them back and forth to the treatment that they need down in Shreveport.
The ones that don't have no other way to get down there.
All right. So this is very, very important, the proceeds that they raise from this. So, I mean, what's a better deal? $6 to go.
How many
eat
daily
chili?
Runs do you think there are from here down back and forth to the VA?
Well, we just make one daily run.
But it's every day.
No, we're a little shy on drivers right now, and we're looking for volunteer drivers.
They're looking for volunteer drivers.
Okay.
We're making 3 days a week right now, I think. So.
So if they had more volunteer drivers, you'd probably make it more days.
We used to do 5 days a week when we had plenty of drivers.
Okay.
Well, now, if somebody wanted to volunteer and get in on trying to help the
They can call me or go out to the VA clinic, pick up application, and they do a background screening and you know, all that. They don't want no...
Well, yeah, we don't want a bunch of drunk drivers.
I mean, but
that'd be great for somebody that is retired and good health to drive people down there.
That's right. You got a history of jumping train tracks and whatnot. We don't want you.
No, we don't need evil Knievels down there. But anyway,
yeah, because it's hard enough to buy these vans.
Absolutely.
But this is a great fundraiser, and it has been able to get the transportation over the years. 21 years. That's something.
You're 5 vans with this.
Yeah. You're going to hang around.
All right.
You'll stay with us a little while. We love it when you hang out for a while, because JW is going to want to play a game.
I got up early. I'm available.
He's up, man.
JW is on a mission to prove he's smarter than a fifth grader.
I try every week.
We might do that.
That's scary.
We got Mark Chestnut. Your Love's a Miracle on 103.9, 98.5. It's mypigradio.com.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that.
Charlie Rich, the most beautiful girl in the world on 103.9, 98.5. It's My Pig Radio, thanks to Four States Furniture. That is the sponsor of Two Old Men, a dog, and a morning show. Sometimes a morning show.
Oh,
is that
how it something goes? Like that.
Morning show. Sometimes a dog.
Sometimes
he's confused. But we got Greg with the Texarkana Area Veterans Council and the Vietnam veterans. But I wanted to ask you, just in general... Is there a number, or do you have any idea how many veterans that you guys help out every year?
That'd be hard to do. Just through the van. Uh-huh. They just go 3 days a week now. There's usually 4 to 6 on there each day.
Each day, so you add that up. You see how many they help on the van thing just alone.
But getting them down there, getting them back, and that's what the Chili Cook-Off's for. But now the Texarkana Area Veterans Council, though, does a lot more than just the transportation.
Right. We help, you know, with electric bills and stuff. Mm-hmm. But most of our money goes to that van now.
Yeah, and that's very, very important. You got to get them down there to get the help that they need, and they can't get down there without this help. So, I mean, it's super important. You got to have vans that are operating and reliable.
You know, that's a 70-mile one-way trip. So
three days a week. So
rack them up pretty quick that way.
It puts it on.
And the maintenance and everything that goes along with it. So think about this. Friday, for only $6, you get to eat all this chili that you could probably all you can stand.
Yeah.
When you think about that. By the time you go all that,
you're full.
Because we know, and historically, there'll be other people in her. Like day of and day before, want to know, is it too late? And of course, it's not. But there's going to be trophies.
Right.
Three categories. There'll be business, civic groups, and then individuals.
Mm-hmm. Right.
There's also going to be the People's Choice Award.
Right. Sure.
So the folks that come in and pay their $6 get a bowl. They're also going to get
A card to vote on.
They'll say, "I like this one the best," or "I like that."
And they'll have the opportunity to cast their People's Choice Award. So,
what I like about these things is when you get 10, 15, 20 people, they're all a little different.
Yeah.
And you get to taste this and that, and I like that, or this is a little better, but it's all different. Everybody has a secret recipe.
What was that cook-off that we did together, Greg?
That was the Fallen Bakers.
Yeah, the Fallen.
Memorial Wall.
Yeah. Okay. We did one since then. I'm just going to tell you this because I don't know if you've ever, over the years, you probably have, but we did a chili cook-off and Judge did. And there was one that had this sweet, creamy taste. And I was asking, has it got vanilla in it, cinnamon, what is it? It was dark chocolate. She had put dark chocolate in her chili. I mean, it was different. It tasted like chili, but it had a sweet, I don't know, it was really good. You ever tried that?
I hadn't tried that. Now, I tried chicken chili once. Chicken chili? White chili.
Yeah.
I'm not too.
I ain't much on chicken. And that, you know, and I was judging that year, so I had to be fair.
Yeah.
To me, that's chicken soup.
Yeah, I'm not big on that either.
What was that white chili? Pheasant.
Pheasant.
It was tasty, but it was soup.
Yeah.
So, but
I prefer the more typical
chili.
Yeah.
And I don't like beans.
I don't either.
Chili.
I don't put beans in my chili.
I'm anti beans and chili. We got this going on now.
That sounds like Yankee stuff.
Are you judging on Friday too?
No. I'm cooking, so.
Oh, are you? Yeah. You got an entry?
Yeah.
Oh. All right. We'll see how
you
do.
I'll tell you, mine's usually a little warm.
I like it that way.
Oh, good.
He can't handle it, but I like it that way.
I can't tone mine down for this.
You cannot handle it. Still a little warm. His forehead breaks out in the sweat, and he starts going.
Well, that's good.
I get the hiccups.
Break it out in sweat. Lips tingling. Stomach burning a little bit.
Well, and get the hiccups going.
My dad used to make that kind of chili.
Yeah, he did.
He'd be going,
that's good. With a layer of oil on it. I remember your dad.
It was good.
His dad would make some chili that you could, if you refined it correctly, you could probably run a car off that oil.
It was good.
It was good chili, though. But so Greg's here with us, again, to kind of recap what's going on. This Friday, it's the TAVC 21st Annual Chili Cook-Off, Truman Arnold Center. Out at Texarkana College. What's a number on you, Greg? A telephone number.
903-556-1613.
And you can
556-1613.
And you can enter the day of if you want to. But especially for you people that are looking for a little lunch or whatever on Friday for $6 between 11 and 1, you can go out to the Truman Arnold Center, taste all this chili.
And the saltines are on me.
The saltines are on Jeff.
We'll be there. I'll take care of your crackers.
Okay, good. I'm glad you're taking care of something.
You come on out. I'll buy you a cracker.
Okay.
So that's what let's find us a game to play.
Okay.
All right, we'll do that coming up here on the Pig.
At 2.5 inches rain in my gauges.
I believe it. It rained all night, and I heard every bit of it.
Yeah, it kept waking me up. Usually it don't bother me.
103.9 and 98.5. It's mypigradio.com. Jeff, Greg, John, just having a good old time this morning. We was talking about rain.
He got how much in your rain gauge last night?
We sat around
about the weather.
We sat around and watched Weather Channel.
That's what older guys do. How much
talk about women?
2.5 inches.
2.5 inches last night. And we're just getting started. We got
it's a 3-day event.
Yeah, through Wednesday. So there you go.
Yeah, this is going to be a three-day deal here.
At least the sun will come out Thursday and Friday.
That's right. And Friday will be cooler, good, chilly cooler,
sunny
weather.
It'll be a great day to go to the chili cook-off.
That's right. So 11 to 1, plan on having lunch up at the
Truman Arnold Center for
easy
just
to get
$6.
In. Parking's so easy right there now that they got rid of the auditorium.
Right. Oh, yeah, there's plenty of parking.
I hate that, but
yeah. I do, too. Yeah. Good times. You remember all the shows in there.
Yeah.
Saw a lot of them.
What was one of your favorite shows at the old college auditorium?
I might have to think back. Well, David Allen Cole once.
Yeah.
I always liked him.
Were you there for the Hank Jr.?
I missed that one.
Oh, yeah.
Missed that
one. We saw it.
He was there for half of it. Yeah, he was.
Well, that's kind of like David Allen.
Yeah,
Cole.
Yeah. That's right. They were having a good time.
All right, let's see. We're going to play a game. I found something.
Yes or BS.
Yes or BS.
I remember you said that.
Okay. That's what we'll play.
Okay.
Time for yes or BS. What I'm going to do, guys, is I'll give you... Here, let me write down.
Yeah, get your scorecard. He always wants to keep... Yeah, he wants me to lose so bad he keeps scoring.
It's not that I want you to lose. It's just I like to keep up with your losing streak.
Yeah, there you go. I won last game we played. I want to put that down there.
Yeah, well, 1 out of 40. That's pretty good. All right, so, all right, here we go. I could have made this up.
Yeah.
Let's just be honest. It could just
or
be
it could
bull.
Be the truth.
It could be BS. Or it could be true. It is quite possible. Occasionally they are. So let's start here. Golfer Greg the Shark Norman turned 65 today. So the topic is going to be people who have animal names.
Okay.
Okay.
You know, since he's the shark. All right. Wolf Blitzer.
The news guy.
Wolf Blitzer's.
That's true. Yeah.
Wolf Blitzer's God given name really is Wolf. Yes or BS?
I think it's true.
I think it's true.
It is true. Yeah. That's one for both of you. It's, yeah, his full name is Wolf Isaac Blitzer.
Yeah. You wouldn't come up with that.
His maternal grandfather was named Wolf. So.
Oh, okay.
All right. Number two, Tiger Woods.
Yeah, yeah.
Real name is Hendrick Woods.
Bullshit.
Excuse
me.
Yeah, we'll edit that.
Yeah.
Barbara Streisand is what I call it. Yeah. I think it's Barbara Streisand, too.
Okay. Well, you're both right.
Yeah.
His name's actually Hendrick.
Yeah, yeah.
Not
something like that.
It's Eldrick. I'm sorry. Eldrick. It's not Hendrick. Yeah, it's Eldrick. Yeah. All right.
I don't have a clue on that one.
Well, you guessed right.
Yeah, you were correct in a way. John Cougar Mellencamp's middle name is really Cougar.
I say true.
I don't think so.
All right, JW is ahead by one because that is BS. They forced him to go by Johnny Cougar when he first started out. But all right, number four. JW's got a 1-point lead here, Greg.
I know I'm slipping behind.
Number
plenty
four.
Of time to catch up.
Golfer Arnold Palmer's
I loved him.
Nickname was the Golden Bear.
True.
Think it's true?
I think it's true.
That wasn't his nickname?
No.
What was his nickname?
They call him Arnie. I don't know, but the Golden Bear was Nicholas. Mm.
Yeah, that's Jack Nicklaus.
Yeah.
Arnie was known as the King.
Oh, the King.
So, yeah.
I got them mixed up.
Yeah, that.
JW has a 2-point lead now.
I know what.
I knew that one because I was a big Arnold Palmer fan. Okay.
All right.
He was the blue collar golfer. Yeah.
I know Arnold Palmer as sweet tea and
well, he had
half
that great
lemonade.
Tea, yeah.
All right, Michael J. Fox. Michael J. Fox's middle name is Andrew.
I have no idea.
Yes or BS?
Michael J.
Final
Fox.
Question. Michael J. Fox's middle name is Andrew.
I'll say true.
I'm going to go with Greg.
All right, it is true. His real name is Michael Andrew Fox. The J part is a stage name.
Yeah.
He was a big fan of Michael J. Pollard, he said.
Who's Michael J. Pollard?
He was an actor.
Oh, yeah. Was he? See,
he was in
Bonnie and Clyde.
Bonnie and Clyde.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Catch up, JW. Where you been?
Well, I watched Bonnie and Clyde.
This was the 68 version.
I watched that one.
Yeah. He was a kind of the slow one.
Oh, I know who you're talking about. Yeah.
See? Okay. Just catch up.
Yeah, I had to catch up.
All right. Hey, Greg, thank you for coming up here and playing, hanging out with us
again.
Yeah, I'm
Well,
you know,
I'm on a two-game winning streak here.
That's okay, though. There's you got a good chance of winning the chili cook-off this Friday.
Well, if he's making, he said it was hot, so he's
Because JW will go that way.
Hot. I won my category last year.
Well. Right. Hey, hang around. Let's do one more break so we can just kind of recap everything we've done here. 103.9 and 98.5 is mypigradio.com. Greg Beck, thank you, buddy, for stopping by and visiting with us. We always have a good time when you come up here. And,
even though I lost.
Well,
next time you come, you may win.
The worst part is you lost to him.
Well,
No, hey, so again, run down. Texarkana Area Veterans Council does a lot more than just transporting the vets back and forth to the VA.
Right. We help out with other things.
It's one of the biggest things.
Helping with bills and... Yeah,
but our big deal is the vans.
To get them there and get them back.
You know, if they're not in good health, they don't need electric bill or a house, you know.
True. So. You got to have your health to be able to have anything.
So, and that's what this chili cook-off is. 21 years now. This is the 21st year for the TAVC chili cook-off taking place at the...
Truman Arnold Center, Texarkana College.
Y'all got to talking about golf while ago and Arnold Palmer. I almost said Arnold Palmer.
Truman Center, Arnold. Yeah. It's been closed.
Truman Arnold Center out at the college. 11-1. This is when the public, everybody, come on out, 11-1.
For
$6.
A mere $6, you can eat all the chili sample, the chili.
There's going to be dozens of chili.
Mm-hmm.
A dozen chilies.
At least.
At least.
Yeah.
To try. And, of course, now we're depending on the folks to come out.
Right.
So we can get that glory to the People's Choice Award.
Yeah.
Right.
So, and all of the proceeds goes to purchase transportation to get our veterans, our local veterans, back and forth to the VA hospital in Shreveport, and the maintenance. Because I mean, it's like
you
said,
the VA
takes
care of the maintenance.
The VA does.
The VA does. So we just license, insurance.
So we just need to get the vehicle,
the vehicles to get them down there. Because you said that right now it's 3 days a week. Used to be when you had more drivers, it was five. So you could use more volunteer drivers for people that are semi-retired or retired in good health.
Yeah, you know somebody looking for something to do. This would be great.
See, if we could get more drivers, we actually have another van they're using in Shreveport. Mm-hmm. We could pick up local veterans and take them to the local VA clinic.
Here.
Something here.
Yeah.
So just to help with their local transportation.
So local transportation. Okay, so if you don't want to drive to Shreveport, you can drive them in here in Texarkana. Right. So that's great for somebody that, like I said, that's either semi-retired or just recently retired that's
and
in good health.
And just a huge need for it.
There's a big need for it.
So here's my thing. If you think that might be something, come out to the chili cook-off. We'll be out there this Friday at the college. The Arnold Palmer Center. Truman Arnold Center. Come on out there, and we'll discuss that. We can help you. Greg will get you hooked up.
VA's going to have a table set up there. The director will be there. He'll give you an application. I'm sure he'll have some.
Yeah, he might even give you an on-the-side interview.
There you go.
Good deal.
There you go.
So come on out. That's this Friday, 21st Annual TAVC Chili Cook-Off. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Greg.
Thank y'all.
All right,
thank
buddy. We'll see you this Friday.
All right.
This podcast brought to you by Two Old Men and Sometimes a Dog Morning Show Coffee. Coffee with a purpose. Order yours today at mypigradio.com. And be sure to wake up every morning, Monday through Friday, for Two Old Men and Sometimes a Dog to stay up to date on what's going on in our community.